Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Friday, August 31st, as we say goodbye to August.
You know what I love about this show today? We started out, we're going to make you a better parent, and then we left you with whipped cream and a cherry on top.
Perfect for a nice Labor Day weekend,
That's
right?
That's what I'm saying right here.
Yeah, the unofficial ending of summer. But yeah, we did start the show today talking about the this survey of about 2,000 parents that were doing the top parenting hacks. They said the number one thing.
I was surprised at this.
Really?
How about you, Kristen?
I was very surprised at this.
Yeah, the number one problem with kids is?
Is them not eating their vegetables.
Okay.
I think that's been the battle since the dawn of time.
It's a battle. Like, I totally get that it's one of those things that has never gone away, but it is far from the top of my list.
Well, I think on the list of what they're talking about, these are hacks for parents. So, like, it was advice which you would do, like to say, hey, Kristen, my child will not eat their vegetables. What would you suggest to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of where it came into. They also said, how to stop a supermarket tantrum, understanding what emojis mean, and memorizing the names of TV characters, also our top picks.
These would be your kids' favorite shows, so you know what the heck they're talking
about. Right. Or, the Paw Patrols, the animals.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are, but you might want to find out what they're talking about. They also say good hacks for your parents. Learn to make the perfect pancake, how to remove chewing gum from hair.
Okay.
And being able to tell when a child should go from the car seat to the booster seat. Were all big information that parents needed help with. And they found out over a third of the respondents said that they go to their parents for guidance and advice.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course, they were saying the old rules of, keeping good manners and letting children fail to help them learn, very popular as well. And 3 out of 10 people said basically the most useful recommendation they give to new parents is to be a parent and not a friend.
Absolutely.
Amen, sister. Let's see. Football season's underway. College football, anyways. Try and stay awake, Kristen. It's just kind of important information because this does cover hockey, and I do believe you're a hockey fan.
I am a very avid hockey fan. So as soon as I saw that on the list, I perked up a little.
All right. So this involves Alexa, our nice good friend Alexa, who it gets snarky at sometimes, but tell us sports scores if you set up a skill for it. And it's very easy. Launch the Alexa app.
Right.
Tap the hamburger menu so that you get to the settings screen. Then sports update, then put in your favorite team. It could be a football team, it could be a basketball, soccer, hockey, any of the 13 leagues in pro and college football.
Cool.
That'll give you the sports scores and news stories and stuff like that.
So you just ask Alexa for a sports update and bingo, whatever your favorite teams are, she'll give you that.
Yeah. Now, if you start arguing with Alexa, then you got a little problem.
I can't wait to forget yet another Alexa skill.
That's true. This is actually a very important warning that came up from the Food and Drug Administration. They're warning people, especially teenagers, about the dangers of consuming food and drink products infused with liquid nitrogen.
You know, I think you find these at kind of county fairs and things like that.
Yeah, it's a gee whiz factor because it's called, they refer to it as dragons or angel breath, and it's, where you can actually blow the nitrogen, as it warms up, it actually starts steaming and making smoke, and you can blow it out of your nose and your mouth.
You were saying they put it on like puffed cereal?
Yeah, so that's one of the trends too. They take like, the puffy cereals, like corn puffs or whatever, dip them in liquid nitrogen, and then as you chew them, it kind of the same thing happens. You release the smoke.
It looks like you're vaping almost.
Right.
Yeah.
Problem is that it's very, very cold, anywhere from negative 320 degrees or colder Fahrenheit. That's what liquid nitrogen is.
That would kill skin cells.
Yes, and that's what that's what it's doing. It's actually causing some skin damage, organ damage, your throat, your teeth, your gums.
Yeah, but it looked like a dragon.
Right. So what they're saying is, in essence, stop doing that. The FDA was prompted to... They can't make it illegal because they use nitrogen all the time.
Yeah, right.
And it's dry ice.
Right,
there are purposes for it, but to consume it's probably not a good idea. Unlimited data plans, are they really worth it? Because for a while, it actually was truly unlimited data plans.
You know, here's what I learned from this is I've got the unlimited plan. I didn't realize that they'll throttle my plan if I get near, I don't know how they throttle, but throttling means when they back off your internet speed.
Yeah, today's unlimited data plan should come with a big asterisk because it's not really unlimited. And here's in the cell phone industry, according to this article I referenced, this is kind of how the pecking order works. There's something that's called metered plans, and that's probably the one that you're on thinking about switching to an unlimited. That's where you get a set amount of data that you pay per month.
That's what you've got.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you go over it, you pay like an extra $10 per gigabyte of data.
Yeah, right.
Well, that one is kind of the top priority when we get into situations where cell phone towers get jam-packed. So we don't know when that's going to happen. It could be during the Gator game tomorrow. So my text and my voice will go through it faster because I have an unmetered plan.
But I've got the unlimited, so if there's too many people on, they will throttle me down a little
bit. Yes, even if you're not over your throttling threshold, you're still in that bucket where you're just below the metered. Then you come into the people that have the prepaid services, and then you have the class which is called the third party, which is your like your Cricket Wireless and your Consumer Cellular. They rent space from the cell phone company, so they're using their signals, but they're also kind of like they're the last on the line to get things done.
So metered is the penthouse, and the smaller carriers are the basement, right?
So kind of keep that in mind. Now, keep in mind also they don't really throttle to you till you get about 22 gigabytes of data.
Okay.
All right, and even at that point, you're still going to do better than some of them. But you got to keep in mind how much it costs, anywhere from $70 to $95 per phone to get an unlimited plan.
Right.
Now, if you're paying anywhere from $30 to $50 for the metered plan and it occasionally go over for $10, it doesn't make a lot of financial sense to
do that. That's true. Yeah. I'm thinking I'm switching.
Yeah. But, you know, like Kristen had brought up, you know, if you're in an area that doesn't have a lot of Wi-Fi, like our business, our building in Ocala, you kind of need the unlimited data. And,
I got you.
You know, it works out in your favor.
But I'm on Wi-Fi most of the time at the house, at here, you know.
Yeah.
If I had Wi-Fi most of the time, I'm sure I would try to find a plan that wasn't unlimited because, honestly, like I said, our friends have the Google Pixel phone or whatever it is, and he uses like 3 gigs a month because he's got Wi-Fi at work, Wi-Fi at home, so he's never not on it.
Right.
But when Mitch and I looked, we were sitting around like 23 to 25 gigs a piece.
Right.
Because so that just doesn't make sense.
I got you.
No. Yeah, neither one of us have Wi-Fi during the day.
But what we learned is Kristen, if you eat enough avocados, you can have any wireless service you want because you've got money, babe.
Well, for a little while anyways. Maybe a month or two.
Yeah, a month or two, right?
So yeah, you can actually get paid to eat avocados up to $300. There's a study going on. It's called the HAT study, the Habitual Diet and Avocado Trial. They're wanting to see how eating an avocado daily, how it impacts the amount of and distribution of body fat in your body.
Right.
So what they're kind of looking for is somebody who eats one avocado a day, not multiple.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Kristen.
Sorry.
They're looking for people that are considered overweight according to the body
BMI,
mass index.
Yeah.
And then they're looking for people who are willing to undergo lab tests, MRI, blood work, and of course you can get all the free avocados you want.
Right.
Or one a day anyway.
Right.
I could probably go, I could cut down to one a day if they were free, because right now they're $2 a piece.
Yeah, they're pricey, huh?
And, I bought
some yesterday, and we go, what happened to the avocado price?
Yeah.
Big avocados, you know, apparently.
Big avocado.
They're throttling it.
They're throttling it and getting a boat out
avocado
of the deal.
Avocado throttling.
But the only bad thing is that they are doing this on some universities. Several universities are doing it, but unfortunately, they're all in California, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania, so you may have to go up there for $300. But the bright spot coming to Florida in October, we're talking about Hershey's Milk Chocolate and Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Whipped Cream.
Maraschino cherry sold separately.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, essentially it's the classic canisters of the dairy whipped topping. It's not whipped cream.
Whipped. Yeah, don't you wonder what took them so long to do flavored toppings like this?
I've been doing this forever.
Yeah, yours was, you used coconut milk in what?
I use the coconut milk whipped cream. Which I guess isn't cream. It's called Cocoa Whip.
I like that.
And then I add in peanut butter, and I use a little like mini food processor and blend it together, and then I refreeze it, and it comes out like peanut butter whip.
How about that?
Like frozen peanut butter.
A little treat. Is it a little ninja that you use to cut it up with?
Yeah, like the little ninja thingy that like blends things.
I love that thing.
Yeah,
it's
so easy.
But they're looking for this one here. Unfortunately for you, you won't be able to really enjoy it. It's 100% real cream. Without the high fructose corn syrup or artificial sweeteners. It sounds pretty good. They're
really
actually using a Hershey's cocoa in it. So they say it's going to be about $3 for a bottle sometime in October. Should be at your favorite stores.
All right.
Sweet.
So there is our show for today, for Friday, August 31st. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday on 98.5 KTK.
Maybe see ya.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.